Declan, a mixture of pride, anger, annoyance, frustration?
No, there's no anger. Maybe in reflection of certain incidents in the game, there might be a bit of anger, but I think I'm extremely proud tonight. I'm 46 on Sunday, and I come from Craigan. We came in here last year with attendances of 700 and 800, and we see 5,000 people here tonight, and every seat's filled, and every single fan was on their feet driving us across a line, and we've done everything tonight. We've done everything that we possibly could. You know, there's no hard feelings over missing a penalty or the sending off. We got to accept our defeat tonight, but we also got to realise that this football club is a very special place, and we got to make sure that we drive it on in the next 6 weeks, and we drive it on in the next year, and the next 2 years, and get full houses like that, because it's a special place to play football, and our supporters are magnificent, and our players are magnificent. But you know, we're only starting. That's only a start there. That's only the start, and we're gutted. We're absolutely gutted because we've put so much into it.
Is that a reflection of how far you've come this season?
I think it's how far the players have come. We want to go further too. We all want to go further. The players want to go further. They want to be seeing them games out. They want to be winning them games. But look, in terms of application, hunger, everything I class about a Derry City Football Club, fighting for your people and fighting for the stripes and seeing the energy of the fans, they drive us across a line. I think tonight it was a magnificent effort from not just the 18 players that was named on the bench, but also, you know, the 5,000 people sitting in them stands. They really drove us on, and you know, you're with a crossbar away from winning a cup here in the Brandywell, having expended so much energy on it. But look, extremely proud. We don't do moral defeats. Gutted. But at the same time, a lot of football to be played now, and we got to make sure that we're ready for it.
We've talked a lot about the young team and the young squad, but the learning for these young guys tonight must be immense.
Well, I think it's learning care for everybody. I think our supporters tonight, we have children in the crowd that's crying there at the end, and you know that emotion is something that we want to bring back to the Brandywell. We want this place to be emotional, and we want this place to be desirable to win games, and we want to have brilliant atmospheres, and we want people to be proud of this football club again. And tonight, in many ways, that happened. Of course, we would like to lift a trophy, but you know, I think as a city, we can take extreme pride out of that tonight. I think, you know, it epitomises the Derry people. You know, fight and hunger and never give up, and everything you have to get, you have to work for. And I think that was a reflection of the team tonight.
The great Jim McLaughlin was in the crowd tonight.
Brilliant man, and I hope he enjoyed the effort from the players, because he is literally the godfather. He's the guy that's been there, done it, and wore the T-shirt, and you know, just extremely proud tonight that we were able to go toe-to-toe with the best team in the country over a long period, and it was no fluke, because we've done it three times before, and you know, we just came up short in the end.
We run a home games coming now.
Great time, because if we can get that there back of what we had tonight, then we'll be in a magnificent place. But let's understand that we're all disappointed, every single person's disappointed, but let's take extreme pride out of what we're trying to do here. And for me, to see that place bouncing the way it was tonight, and the effort from the fans to get behind us and they drive our boys on, and I think the players deserve huge credit. Like, we've three top of Hull men, a couple of Craigan men, we've a couple of Scotchmen on the team, and you know, we're doing that without Greg Sloggett and Darren Cole tonight as well, by the way. You know, so Gerard O'Brunner came off with an injury. We take our setbacks and we keep going, and that's the main thing. We take a kick in the teeth and we keep going, and we'll take his kick in the teeth and we'll keep going as well.
The season's nearly over, but the way you've had it this season, you must be disappointed it's coming to an end.
No, season's nowhere near over, right? There's five, six cup finals to be played. Bigger games in many ways than tonight. This season's definitely not over, and we're going to have to up it again to make sure that we finish this season the right way.